There will be danger, and there will be crossbows.
Are you ready for your final birthday present?
They've all been so great so far. I don't know what's even left.
Well, so I got you that little insect cage, even though you don't have insects. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a big bag of scorpion food. Wonder why.
I was just planning on eating it myself.
Well, you might have to compete with these little guys for it. Here you go. Happy birthday.
Oh my God. An entire box full of horrifying monsters.
No, they're not monsters, they're insects. One of those is a giant centipede. They're very rare and actually quite cuddly once you get to know them.
Oh, look at them. They're horrifying.
Yeah, you've got two king scorpions in there. Those are a lot of fun. Mind the pincers. They have not been devenomed.
Well, why would you? Why would you maim such a majestic creature?
You haven't seen majestic till you've seen the banana tarantula.
I didn't even notice it there. It looked like a banana.
Yeah. Well, no, they hide on them and then they crawl out in grocery stores. That's what they do.
Oh, to be a grocery store clerk the day the banana tarantulas arrive.
Did you know about 30% of banana store checkers at the produce section of the supermarket die each year by tarantula attack?
Wow. What an exciting way to live. To know every morning going to your job, it could be your last day alive.
Right. You just go in there thinking you're just going to inspect some bananas, and then bam, like a face hugger from aliens, banana tarantulas jumps out, clings onto your face, you're dead within minutes.
That's the way I've always wanted to die, honestly.
Well, now you can if you like. You've got your own.
Oh, he looks so happy and content down there, though.
Well, they're all nocturnal, so they're pretty sleepy right now, but tonight they're all going to start crawling around.
Oh, good. I cannot wait all night long to hear tiny little, just barely perceptible scritches and scratches coming from every direction, not knowing where exactly they are. Because, you know, I'm going to put them in their cage, but I'm going to leave the door open because they need to be free range.
I think so. And I think this is a good chance for you to learn some responsibility, because honestly, you're almost 16 now, and I think taking care of something else besides yourself is maybe going to make you realize the world's a little bit bigger.
Now, I've never cared for these animals before. Can I ask you, can I feed them my own blood?
I think that they would like that much.
Because that's something I've got plenty of, and I won't have to go to the pet store that way.
Right. And that scorpion food is only good for the scorpions. You can't feed a centipede scorpion food. That's insane.
No, that's ridiculous. I would never even try.
You got some giant flying cockroaches in there too.
They're flying? I didn't even know they were flying.
Yeah. Hissing cockroaches, I think they're called. They're about 2 inches long each. They're quite impressive.
They're flying and hissing? So I could just be sitting there doing my homework and all of a sudden I hear a hissing and there's a cockroach flying straight toward me?
Oh, yeah, and I made sure to pair up all the animals sexually so that you'll have breeding pairs of all of them. So your room is going to be filled with colonies of these things before too long.
We're going to have an infestation! Oh, so you're the one that's going to be writing my autobiography.
That's right. I'm so honored. You are a tremendous figure, and I will do you justice.
Esco, literally, you cannot say anything about me that has not already been said. You could literally vomit onto the pages and people would say, oh, yeah, that's Ozzy.
No. I plan to really gloss over a lot of the uglier parts of your life. I want this to be a very, very clean version of Ozzy. See, the publisher is Scholastic. And they mainly sell their books through these little children book fairs.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got to keep it a little bit PG, if you know what I mean.
So we're going to have to leave out large portions of my 30s.
Yes. All of the massive group sex parties and the rampant drug abuse and decapitating animals on stage with your mouth, all of that kind of stuff, gonna have to leave out of the book. But there's plenty else. Would you like to hear a little excerpt of what I've got so far?
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, here's this is just a little excerpt from chapter 3, just to give you a sample of the tone of the book. Okay, so.
Yeah.
When I wake up every morning, I like to eat breakfast because it's tasty. I then play a few notes on my guitar, my rock guitar. That's a little edgy, but I think we can get it past Scholastic. They were asking me if I could make it an acoustic guitar, but I told them, no, he's a rocker. And I think that the kids need to know what that is.
What the fuck did you write?
You don't like it?
You make me sound like a fucking clown.
Well, it's just that of all the subjects I've had to interpret for children, you were one of the more challenging.
There's nothing in there yet. I mean, this chapter 3. Have you at least told them about the time that I full-on crashed a helicopter into an orphanage just to see them both explode?
Well, I did, but I cleaned it up a little bit and fussed with some of the facts. So that section here, let me... Uh-oh, I thought. My little boat is slipping out of control. And then the canoe tipped over, and I banged into a little ducky. But he was just fine, and so was I. I swam to shore and ate my picnic brunch.
All right, that sounds fine. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good. Yeah. Do you have anything in there about the time that I cut the head and feet off of a rhinoceros and left it in the yard of my neighbor?
Oof, so, interesting. I actually went into that in a little bit more explicit detail than I should have. And I'm not sure we're going to get it past Scholastic. But I can read you what I wrote.
Okay, yes, yeah, I'm willing. My ears are open.
But at the petting zoo, as soon as I tried to feed the goat, he nibbled on my little pinky. Ouch, I said. Be careful, little goat. You could draw blood that way. I pet his head. I'm sorry, my editor will tell me if it's pet or petted. I wasn't sure. But the goat seemed to shrink back slightly, as though he was afraid of me. I would have to earn his trust.
I assume that the slaughtering of said goat is still to come, as is the fact that I cut off his feet and his head and I ground them up and I snorted them to increase my sexual prowess.
Those things are in the book in different ways. You make a pot of goulash later, and I don't say which meat you used, but you and I, we know.
Yeah, well, it's clear from context.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. As long as I'm not budging on this, you must use the words sexual prowess.
All right. Well, how about this? And I'm just spitballing, so tell me if this isn't going the right direction. So I finally had enough money through playing my musical concerts that I could afford the yacht I always wanted. I would name it after the Chinese phrase, which meant luck and fortune to all. Sexual prowess.
I don't think it gets much better than that.
The beastly ball approached the castle gates as a ruinous multitude of...
Dude, I only have $3. I can only buy, like, 2 books.
Oh, I'm completely out of money because I spent all mine on candy.
They should not be selling candy at the same time that they're trying to get us to buy these cheap books that are going to, you know, edify and educate us.
There's only one book left in the clearance bin.
Well, going to have to buy it, because if I don't go home with any book, my mom is going to be PO'd.
If I don't go home with any book, my mom will still be gone.
Well, yeah, this is how it works, Jeremy. It's just not coming back. It's not like you can make a train unhit her.
Nope. Trains are forever.
Trains are forever. Oh, that's the name of this book. Trains are forever.
The crazy story of Ozzy Osbourne.
I guess I'll buy this book and you can come over and read it with me if you want.
I'll bring candy.
Well, let me just thumb through it and make sure it seems interesting. This is some colorful language. Yikes. Oof. He pets a goat in this and the goat doesn't like it.
I think we know what that means. That's code.
He totally fucked up some rhino. That's awesome. The name of his boat is literally sexual prowess. This dude fucks.
I'm gonna be just like Ozzy when I grow up.
Dude, let's take this home and put it under my bed with the penthouses and we'll look at it later, okay?
Yeah!
Best book fair ever.
But the king must prepare for the blue wizard.
I don't want to say anything, but Mom and Dad both gave me my allowance today.
Oh, shit.
I am rolling in the dough.
Shit, but this puts us in a bad situation because, you know, if we go blow this on something, they're going to know they gave you double allowance.
Then we have to not let them know. We have to... No, save it seems wrong. That's not what I want to say.
No, don't save it. I was going to say maybe use it for experiential things rather than tangible goods.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, that word of the day calendar is really paying off for you. That was a really good use of your allowance from last month.
Well, if I had double allowance, I could have gotten the word of the day and the swear word of the day.
Oh, fiddle monkeys. Wait, I could buy my own swear of the day calendar.
Okay, but you can't buy anything else because they'll know you spent double your allowance if you get anything in excess of the swear-a-day calendar.
Okay, so half on the swear-a-day calendar and half on an expertorential. Expertorential.
Experiential.
Experiential.
Yes, it means hover relating to an experience.
Yes, one of those. Let's get one of those. Good.
All right. Well, what can we do that'll be really fun for $3 that we can do while swearing with our new swear words we learned from the swear day calendar?
Later at the amusement park. Fuck! They say $3.50 isn't enough to get in!
Well, if you spin around while looking at the teacup ride, it's almost like you're riding the... But honestly, this whole thing is bollocks.
I say... We make our own bunghole in the fence and slither inside.
You dildo-headed cock ferret. We can't do that.
I warned him. There will be danger.
A little embarrassing, but you know how I sent out them tweets about how, you know, that old pandemic was a hoax?
You mean the pandemic that's a hoax that's currently being hoaxed all around?
Yeah, that big old hoax pandemic that Joe Biden and the libtards have been talking about.
Yeah, you know, I mean, don't talk to me about Joe Biden. You know I don't believe in Joe Biden. I never met him. I think he's a hologram.
But embarrassingly, I have developed a pretty intense cough. My lungs feel like they're on fire. Can't breathe super well.
What are you trying to say? You're trying to convince me that some sickness is happening in your body holes?
Nah, I think I've got developing an allergy to milkweed. So I've I've seen if you would cut down all the milkweed in your yard so I clear up here.
Oh, Jeb, you know I grow the milkweed so I can attract the butterflies.
I know, you love your monarch butterfly collection.
It's like the only thing that's real in this world and beautiful and gentle. And the butterflies never ask of you. They just arrive when you plant milkweed for them.
Butterflies don't try to take away your guns or make you serve gay people at your businesses.
Butterflies don't make you give up your job for the day to go serve jury duty. Butterflies don't arrest you for taking indecent liberties with people. Butterflies are gentle God's creatures. God, which watches over us from above.
That's right. God, whose every teaching we ignore on a daily basis with our horrific behavior and our lack of compassion. That God.
That's the one.
He's the best. He'll save me from whatever this weird affliction is. Meanwhile, up in heaven.
They know how stupid they sound, right? Gabriel, tell them how stupid they sound.
They sound real, real stupid, boss.
Well, I want to do that old-timey thing where I, like, throw lightning bolts down them and smite them, but, like, they're on death's door anyway. They're just too dumb to realize it.
I told you giving them free will was a mistake, but you said, oh, let's try it for a few 100,000 years and see how it pans out.
Yeah, it's not panning out great. What do you think, giant flood? Just start over again?
I don't know. Maybe just slowly warm the planet up a little bit and they'll just like lobsters. They won't even realize it or do anything about it.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. But I mean, honestly, they're kind of doing that to themselves, right? With the whole destruction of the Earth and the global warming and all of that.
They're doing that to themselves?
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed the temperatures? It's getting a lot hotter. Everything's melting. Everything's collapsing already. They're going to be dead in 30, 40 years.
No, I haven't been paying it. Holy shit. They are burning dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They are burning the dinosaurs.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
What are they thinking?
Tell you what. Why don't we skip out on this whole Earth thing and we go over and grab Venus and make that Earth too? Try over? Maybe not humans this time?
And there will be crossbones.
It is hotter than a gator's crotch outside.
Oh, that's... Why do you have to compare things in such colorful language? You could have just said it's hot. You could have said it's 90 degrees and very humid and I'm uncomfortable. You didn't have to bring in a gator's crotch, Bryce, for Christ's sake. I just wish you could describe things without using such... grotesque metaphor. When you said that our first kiss was like an octopus's tentacle tickling your scrotum, that was true but disgusting.
Well, I did not realize that our first kiss was going to involve your literal tongue on my literal scrotum.
You do not have to talk about this.